then what will happen? So how we can be accepted, our amal can be accepted in the sight of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when we will act upon taqwa. Now all these benefits we can get very easily if we try to keep ourselves from sins and act upon good amal carefully. And it's very easy. It's not difficult at all. We have made our life difficult for us. With our own hands, we are making our life difficult. We are putting ourselves, we are pushing ourselves in problems every day due to our sins. And on the other side, we want to make dua. Oh Allah, solve my problems. How the problem will be solved when we are pushing ourselves in the problems? Look, whatever sin we commit, it has got a bad effect in our life. There will be problems in our life. We will have punishment in our life. So on one side, we are committing sin and we are inviting the punishment. And on the other side, we are making dua. And we say, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is not accepting the dua. How dua will be accepted if we are committing sin? So that's why if we leave sin, act upon taqwa, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give us everything with which we will have a life of respect in this world and in the hereafter. Let me give you a few examples. Sayyidina Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam, he was thrown in the well by his brothers and then taken out by someone, and he took him to Egypt, and there he sold him to someone. So Sayyidina Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam, he started living just like a slave. Now the life of a slave, he has no relative near him, no person even knew him, no friend at all alone in this world he was there. He spent his life. But then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bestowed him with knowledge, with taqwa, with everything. Falamma balagha ashuddahu ataynahu hukman wa ilma wa kadhalika najzil muhsini. Now what happened? He was put to a test. He had a big test in his life. What happened? That the woman in whose house he was living, she invited him towards a sin. She found that the house is locked. There is complete privacy. وَقَالَتْ هَيْتَ لَكْ. She invited, I am for you. She invited him to commit sin. But then he said, قَالَ مَعَذَ اللَّهِ. No. I beg the protection of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I am afraid of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He never committed this sin. And then, a long story, to cut it short, he had to go to prison. For years and years, maybe 9 years, he was in the prison. No one knew that he is in the prison. He could not talk to his father, to his brother, to his relatives. No one was with him at that time. He was alone. Can you understand the feeling? For years and years, someone is in the prison and no one knows him. He is alone in the whole world at that time. But because of taqwa, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave him the reward. A time came when Sayyidina Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam, he was asked to come out of the prison. And then he was made in charge of the whole treasures of that time. He became the finance minister of that time. Now, the brothers of Sayyidina Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam, they were in a very bad circumstances. They had nothing to eat. So they had to come to that place to take some wheat, to take some food. So they came one time, then they came second time. So when they came one time, they said, Ya ayyuhal aziz, massana wa ahlana zurru. O Aziz, O king of the time. They thought that he is the king. Massana wa ahlana zurru. We and our family have been very much affected by the bad circumstances. Wajina bibizatim muzjatin. And we have brought the price money, which is not sufficient, for ofilan al kail. But give us the proper weight of all the thing, commodity which we want. Wata saddaka alayna. And make sadaka upon us. Inna Allah yajzil mutasaddiqeen. Indeed, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives reward to those people who are muttaqi. Then Sina Yusuf alayhi salam asked them, Ma fa'altum bi Yusuf? What behavior you had with Yusuf? They never expected it. They looked at Yusuf alayhi salam and then they said, A'innaka la anta Yusuf? You are Yusuf? Qala ana Yusuf. He said, I am Yusuf. Wahaza akhi. And he is my brother Binyamin. Qad manna Allahu alayna. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has been very grateful on us. Innahu man yattaqi wa yasbir. Indeed, whoever keeps patience and acts upon taqwa, fa inna Allah la yuziyu ajr al muhsinin. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala never destroys the ajr of those good people. So the person who was alone, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made him the king of that time. So everyone who will act upon taqwa, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give him respect in the society. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give him respect in the family. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give him a good life in this world and in the hereafter. So the solution of all of our problems is that we should lead a life of taqwa. Everything will be sorted out. Just one thing we have to do. And the effect is on whole of our life. On whole of our life. That's why this word taqwa has been very frequently used in Quran. As if there is a diamond. So the engineers, they put light on the diamond from different angles so that it should shine. Similarly, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has used this word again and again so that it might be better understood by my humble servants. So we should try to understand how important is taqwa in our life. And those people who had a life of taqwa, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made them successful. Now let me give you one example. That Sayyidina Imam Azam Abu Hanifa rahmatullah alayh, he really had a life of taqwa. All the scholars of his time, they accepted that he was even one step ahead in taqwa from all his peers, from all his scholars of that time. One step ahead of all of them. Then what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave him the reward? Imam Azam Wanifa rahmatullah alayh, he became Imam Azam, a big Imam in Islamic jurisprudence. Imam Shafi rahmatullah, he used to say that in fiqh, annas ayalu abi Hanifa, that the people, they are just like a children in front of Abu Hanifa. And you can say what acceptance Allah Subhanahu wa ta'ala gave to him. Look at different countries. Maybe hundreds and thousands of people now they are spending their lifetime according to the fiqh of Imam Abu Hanifa, and he is getting the reward. Allahu Akbar Kabira. Imam Bukhari Rahmatullah Alayh, another significant personality from Muhaddiseen, he had taqwa in his life. And then how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accepted him, that his book which he compiled, Sahih al-Bukhari, is supposed to be asha kitab ba'da kitabillah. Allahu Akbar. Most sahih kitab after the book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on the face of this earth. Whenever we speak, we tell, oh, is it in Bukhari Sharif? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given the acceptance. So this is the acceptance which is given to those people who are muttaqi. Another example. Hazrat Maulana Qasim Nanautwi Rahmatullah Alayh, he laid down foundation of a Darul Uloom, which is now recognized as Darul Uloom Deoband. In the beginning, it was very small. But then, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he accepted this Darul Uloom, that hundreds and thousands of ulama, they got the knowledge, nur of knowledge from this Darul Uloom. And at this time, maybe thousands and thousands of the branches of this Darul Uloom are in the whole world. The people who studied in that Darul Uloom, then they made their own Darul Uloom. And then this work went on and on. Alhamdulillah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave me the opportunity to travel even more than 40 countries of the world. I have been in the east, in the west, north and south. On one side I have seen what is Siberia in Russia. On the other side I have seen what are the forests of Africa. I have been to all the states, most of the states of America. I have been to Europe, Australia, so many places. I have been to a place which is called the end of the world. It's in Norway. It's a place scientists agree upon that this place is the end of the world. Why they say it is the end of the world? That throughout the year, there is one day in June when the tourists from all over the world, they come and stay there at the sea. Then the sun comes from one side to set, but instead of setting, it starts rising again. And people see this scene with their own eyes. So that's why it is called the end of the world. Alhamdulillah, I had been to a place where people had 6 months of day and 6 months of night. To such a place, so cold that people used to make their houses with the ice, walls with the ice, doors with the ice, roof and ceiling with the ice, everything made up of ice, and they live in. Even they present their guest food in the trays of ice. Subhanallah. And people spend thousands of dollars to go and stay in 1-2 days in that place. So after going on all these places, I am very happy to tell you that wherever I went, I found any spiritual student of Darul Uloom who was already present there working for the sake of Deen. This is the acceptance by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Throughout the world, subhanallah, the students are the student of the students of that Darul Uloom. They are, alhamdulillah, working for the sake of Deen. Allahu Akbar Kabira. That is because of their taqwa, who laid down the foundation of this world.
اللہ اکبر کبیرہ.
حضرت مولانا احمد علی لاہوری رحمۃ اللہ علیہ، ون آف اے بگ اسکالر ان لاہور پاکستان، ہی واز فرام اے سکھ فیملی، ہی ایکسیپٹڈ اسلام اینڈ دین ہی میڈ دور حدیث فرام حضرت شیخ الہند رحمۃ اللہ علیہ اینڈ دین کیم ٹو پاکستان. ہی واز اے ویری بگ شیخ، بگ شیخ التفسیر، ویری متقی پرسن، ویری متقی پرسن. اللہ اکبر. دین